O Lord God, let your word now cleave the darkness that is all around us in this world, and indeed that is in us, that your light might shine brightly this day in our hearts and lives, and that we might go forth from this place to carry your light into this dark world. Open our ears now, O Lord, to hear your word of life, love, of light and salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends in Christ, to all who are guests and visitors with us this morning, and especially to you, our confirmation class of 2007, grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus. The confirmation class chose especially one verse of the New Testament reading today from Revelation chapter 22 as the basis of their theme, Living in the Light. It is the fifth verse. And night, and it describes heaven now, and night will be no more. They will need no light of or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and he will reign forever and ever. This is God's word. Please be seated. Oh, for that day. For that day when living in the light of the Lord will be altogether blessed and happy and easy. For in that day that is described here in this text, when heaven and earth are made new again, there will be no more night. There will be no more darkness to oppose the Lord's light or to oppose those who live in his light. Glorified, we shall then live in the light of his glory. Perfect, perfected in righteousness, we will live in the perfect light of his righteousness. And eternally happy, we shall then live in the light of his smile. For on that day, light in his light will be altogether bright and glorious, and there will be no more darkness. But that's then. This is now. For now we do still have to contend and struggle against the shades of wickedness in this world, and indeed against the shadows of darkness that inhabit our own hearts and minds and spirits. For now the light of Jesus Christ in this world is opposed by the darkness of sin. Just look around you in this world and you see it. God institutes marriage, and marriage comes under attack. From gays, from couples who disregard it and who live together anyway, from a media that depicts marriage, well, depicts housewives as desperate. God gives life, and life comes under attack. In abortion clinics, in the legalization of euthanasia, in violent crimes. God gives you a material blessing and someone tries to steal it. God gives you a name and somebody tries to destroy it. Everywhere, at every turn, darkness is constantly opposing God's light, and everything that is bright and beautiful in this world and comes from God, the darkness opposes it. And it opposes you as Christians. And you can feel that struggle in yourself too, can't you? Like Paul says in Romans, he says, I want to do what's right, but instead I keep finding myself doing the evil that I hate. I want to live in the light of Christ and of my salvation, but the darkness keeps encroaching upon my life. I don't mean to hurt people. I don't get up in the morning and say, I'm going to hurt as many people as I can, and yet somehow I do it anyway. I don't want to make your life miserable, but somehow I find a way to do it. I don't want to live in the darkness of sin, but I can't stop it. Any more than I can stop nightfall. Which is why Paul finally just throws up his hands and he says, who will deliver me? Who will set me free from this darkness? The darkness around us and the darkness in us. Who will set us free? Dear confirmants, do be aware that you are going to be facing this struggle for a good many years, the Lord willing, in this world. Today it's about all light. Your banner is about light. Your theme is about light. There's light in our scripture readings. There's light in our hymns. We lit a candle for this child who was baptized today. But just as soon as you get back to school tomorrow morning, the darkness is going to be at work again in you and around you, trying to lure you back in again. Which is one of the reasons St. Peter is so strong when he tries to remind you just who you are. Sort of like your parents might say to you, remember who you are. Well, remember who you are, Peter says. You are a chosen people, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. You know, those words remind us that to live in the light of our Lord and of our salvation is first of all to be called out of the darkness into his light. And this calling is not our own doing, mind you. This is the gracious work of the Holy Spirit as he calls us by the gospel of Jesus Christ to the light of our salvation in Christ, to believe that he is the one who removed our sins from us and who has forgiven us our participation in the darkness. And so the song of heaven is being sung, worthy are you, O Lamb of God, worthy are you, for you were slain and your blood has purchased people for God. But until we join that song in the glorious light of heaven, we must, for now, in this life, contend against the darkness. We have to work out our salvation, as Paul said to the Philippians. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. To work out your salvation does not mean to complete it. Salvation is a done deal. Jesus gave his life on the cross for you and shed his blood for you, and from that cross declared, "It is finished." Your salvation is procured. You are forgiven. Working out your salvation is not completing your salvation. It means that you need to work out the implications of your salvation as you live your day-to-day life. You need to learn how to live in the light. And Paul says you need to do so with fear and trembling, remembering that the darkness is hard at work to reclaim you. And very often, sadly, we have seen that the darkness is successful in claiming a child of the light. As we have all seen, confirmed Christians who revert back to a life of darkness. And it can happen to us if we are not careful and watchful. So as Christians who have been called to the light of Christ and who have been made holy by his sacrifice upon the cross, we must be diligent in nurturing our faith through the Word of God, which he gives to us as light, as a lamp to our feet, to light our way through this path, through this life, so that we never have to revert back to the darkness again. One of the ways that you can avoid reverting back to the darkness, confirmands in all of you, is simply to remind yourself over and over again of what you get if you live in the darkness. There's an old story that makes this point. Back in the days before electricity, there was a tight-fisted old farmer who was taking his hired hand to task for carrying a lighted lantern when he went to call on his best girl. "Why," this old farmer exclaimed, "why, when I went courting, I didn't have to carry a lamp with me. I went courting in the dark." And the hired hand says, "Yeah, and look what you got." Tell yourself this often. Look at what you get if you live your life in the darkness. If you disregard the light of the sixth commandment, you will end up with venereal diseases, AIDS, destroyed families and marriages. If you disregard the light of God's fifth commandment, you may end up lonely and friendless in this world, or dead, because those who live by the sword die by the sword. If you discount the light of God's fourth commandment, you will end up perpetually in trouble with the law and in jail. Paris Hilton, because you never learned how to respect authority that God has given you. Look at what you get when you live in the darkness. And it's not just you. But if you live in the darkness, then chances are your children will live in the darkness, and your children's children, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Look what you get when you live in the darkness. And then, of course, besides all that, worst of all, when you willfully and wantonly live in unrepentant darkness, you lose the promise of light and life in the glorious kingdom of our Savior. You, Conquermans, you can do better than that. Live in the light is your theme. Live in the light. And as the fourth commandment promises, it will go well with you. Learn to respect authority at home. And rather than despising that authority, you will find that God has given these people to you as agents for your good. Treat others well under the fifth commandment. And all of that kindness that you extend will come back to you many times over. Honor God's plan for sexuality. And your home and your marriage will thrive and will be strong. And so on and so on. It will go well with you. And not only with you, but it will go well with your children and their children's children. To 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. And then, of course, when all is said and done, eternal light in the heavenly city where there is no more darkness. Where night will never again fall or harass us or threaten us. And where forever and ever it will be well with you. Look at what you get when you live in the darkness. And then look at what you get when you are called by the Holy Spirit, by the gospel, to live in the light. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? So, Conquermans, nurture your faith frequently through the Word of God, which is light for your life. Through your participation in the sacrament, the body and blood of Christ, for the assurance of your forgiveness. Nurture your faith as you worship here and pray with us. And as you join this fellowship of believers and are encouraged in your faith, together, all of us are living in the light. In the precious name of our Savior, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.